والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, dear respected brothers, السلام عليكم sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. On Thursday, we ask the questions about this brother who need to be a Muslim and his wives. He has two sisters. He married both of them. He's a Mormon. And he married both of them. And he asked through our website, all of them, they need to be a Muslim. But something bothered him when he studied the rule of Islam and he read about it, that he cannot, if he be a Muslim, if he will be a Muslim, he cannot keep both of them because they are two sisters. He's a Mormon. He married two sisters and have children from each one of them. And he said he loved them. He loved both of them too much. He has children from this sister and he has children from this sister. And he asked, actually, what I have to do? I cannot live without any one of them. I love both of them and they are two sisters. And again, he's a Mormon. As you know, in Mormon, they don't care if they're sister or not sisters, but they allow them in the different state to marry more than one wife. Legally, he has both of them in marriage according to the rule and the law in this state. He asked what he has to do. We answer part of this, alhamdulillah. And Thursday, last Thursday, we advise him, we cannot favor anyone over the rule of Islam. He welcome to Islam. I told him, I sent a clear message for him in our website. I answered and I told him, welcome to Islam, all of you. But he must leave one of them, and he could keep one of them. And all the children from both of the women are his children. And Islam doesn't take the children from his mother. So in case if he left one of them, then the Islam permitted her to keep her children, but because that's her children. If any Muslim marry two sisters together, as you know, in Islam, it's haram. One of them will be zina. The original one, the first marriage, legal marriage in Islam, will be considered. But the second marriage, if it married her other sister, that marriage will be zina, wali'auzu billah. But they are, all of them, they are non-Muslim. They are Mormons. All of them. So we advise him to leave one and keep one, and both of the children will be his children, and every woman she keep her children separately, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And we advise him to, if you want to leave one of them, what you should do, you're going to support this woman financially, and of course his children from her, so he has to support them financially until find some brothers to marry her. There is not any divorce he needed at all for the second one. Now, in the end of our class, we ask the question, that's a more complicated, the question open different branches of fiqh. We ask in the end, okay, if he married both of the women before Islam, if he became a Muslim, and all of them became a Muslim, if he married anyone or both of them before Islam, so what do we have to do? Shall we keep or accept this marriage, or we have to renew the contract of marriage? In order, all of them package came to me now, I will not be a Muslim. Can we advise him to renew the contract of marriage according to the Islam? Because as you know, if anybody here, the non-Muslim, or even a Muslim, you go to the court, stand up in the front of the judge, who is not Muslim, and he said, actually, you want her, she wants you, okay, give her a ring, kiss each other, go, you are married. According to Zarur of Islam, this marriage is not accepted in Islam. Therefore, anyone who needs to make a legal marriage in this country, in any state, he must go and make a legal marriage in the mosque, in Islamic center, between the Islamic group, in order to be official according to the Islamic rule. Islamic rules are important and independent. Must to marry by the book of Allah, Sunnah of Rasulullah, and the prescribed dowry, the bridal money which the man, he gave it to his wife. And we have a witness, of course, at least two witnesses in Islam. Two witnesses in Islam he needed. And the woman must have a wali. Either she married before or first time for her. She need a wali to representing her in the time of marriage. So we know about that. But according to this case here, they are all of them, they are non-Muslim. They are Mormon. If they come to Islam or they converted to Islam, inshaAllah ta'ala, shall we keep this marriage as it is? We don't need any new contract of marriage, or we must go for a new contract of marriage according to the Islamic rule? That's the question. We end with it Thursday. نَقُولُ وَبِاللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ. We say, and we put our depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We mention one hadith, Zainab, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she married Al-Asi. Her husband, his name is Al-Asi, and he is a mushrik. The Prophet, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, he left his daughter Zainab in Mecca, because the Quraysh, they did not permit certain people to go. So she remained in Mecca. And the Prophet left Zainab, his daughter. But she converted to Islam after the message. The Prophet ﷺ received the message, and the Islam came. His daughter, she became a Muslim. But her husband refused the Islam, Al-Asi. The Prophet did not separate both of them. Why? Because, as you know, there is no ayat came or revealed yet to the Prophet ﷺ to forbid this kind of marriage. The rule came in Medina. It is ayatun madaniya. Came in Medina. So, the Prophet ﷺ did not separate Zainab from her husband Al-Asim. So there is no sharia, no tashri' in the Quran yet to forbid this kind of marriage. But subhanAllah, again, in the battle, after the battle of one of the battles in Islam, they caught her husband. He was a mushrik. They caught him as a prisoner of war. And they brought him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prisoner of war. Zainab alayha radiallahu anha ardaha, when she learned in Mecca that her husband has been caught or captured, and he became a prisoner of war, she sent the necklace to Rasulullah to free her husband, the mushrik. Al-Asi is still mushrik. The Prophet ﷺ received the necklace of Zainab. Subhanallah, this necklace belonged to who? Her mother Khadija, radiallahu anha ardaha. And this is valuable for the Prophet ﷺ. So he asked the Sahaba to free him. Nobody questioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he's a mushrik or something like this. But Amr Allah tabaraka ta'ala, he knows. And maybe Allah informed it to his messenger. You never know. He took access to the necklace and he freed him. And while the other mushrik, they were still under, you know, the Muslim as a prisoners of war. Later on, Al-Asi, subhanAllah, he went and he has a purpose after he saw the good manner of the Prophet ﷺ and the good manner of the Sahaba. When he went to Mecca, what happened after that? He went to Mecca for one purpose. To do what? To finish all his business. And later on, he got his wife and they came to Rasulullah ﷺ and he declared the Shahada in the front of the Prophet ﷺ. The question is, did the Prophet ﷺ renew the contract of marriage from his daughter Zainab with her husband, the mushrik or not? That is a question we need to ask. No, the answer is no. And he accepted this kind of marriage and he did not renew the contract of marriage. Based on this, to our question which we received from this man, the Mormon and his two wives, can we renew the contract of marriage? The answer will be indifference. I got it from deep in the fiqh. Allahu A'lam subhanahu wa ta'ala how much we work. InshaAllah ta'ala to give you a great idea about this. In order to answer this, I will answer through different categories. Let me review it with you, with consultant, to consult my ustaz and my teachers. Listen for this carefully. إذا أسلم أحدهما في دار الإسلام, both of them they became Muslim, as this case here now is a Mormon, and both of them or all of them they will be a Muslim. طيب, we talk about the first case if they are from أهل الكتاب, are from the Christian and Jew. We answer this part first. If both of them are Christian or Jew and one of them he became Muslim, we'll give him a chance to confess the other one. That means we remain if both of them are from Ahl al-Kitab. We keep and both of them became a Muslim. So what we have to do? We keep the marriage as it is, the original marriage done between both of them. We accepted this kind of marriage and we keep the marriage for them. We don't need to bring them according to the rule and the majority of the Sahaba. So we keep them with their valid marriage before Islam. That's number one. Number two, because al-Muslim la yahillu lahu zawaj al-katabiyya. If, especially if the Muslim he converted to Islam and his wife she refused the Islam, you may find two husband and wife, and the husband accepted the Islam and the woman she refused the Islam. We keep the marriage as it is because the main one, which is a husband, he became Muslim. And the Muslim allowed to marry from who? Ahl al-Kitab. So we keep this marriage because the man, he became Muslim. And even if his wife, she is still Christian or Jew, we keep this marriage as it is. We don't need to violate this contract of marriage. But the opposite side will work, doesn't work. For example, the woman, she became a Muslim and her husband refused the Islam. It will be total different formula. Now, as you know, the hand of marriage and divorce in the hand of who?
Man
or woman?
Man.
How about the United States? Okay. So for example, if the woman at the time of contracts, she said the divorce will be in my hand, I can divorce my husband, anyone. And the husband agree about that. The ulama are divided to two sections. The first group of ulama, like Abu Hanifa and the other, and his student Abu Yusuf, he said yes, mu'min, the believer, must fulfill with their contracts. Meaning if the woman she has right to divorce the man, she could do that. While all the majority of the ulama rejected the opinion of Abu Hanifa. Do you have the ijtihad? He make ijtihad, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, great scholar. But the other ulama refused completely. You know why? Because they said Allah, he made the marriage on the hand of, the divorce in the hand of the man. What is the evidence, ya Sheikh, for that? The evidence in the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ طلقتم النساء. What did you understand in this?
Amen.
Who has to divorce?
Amen. The woman.
Either if you divorce the woman, so Allah tabaraka ta'ala make the hand in the hand of the man what? So don't tell me my wife, she's a manager, she's a prime minister, she is over me, I'm not equal to my wife, even if she be the biggest businessman or woman or the most richest one. The divorce must be in the hand of the man. And may Allah reward Abu Hanifa in his fatwa. Fine. Come back to us here. If the man he refused the Islam and the woman she became a Muslim, what we should do? We give her exactly, the ulama are divided to two sections. The group of Muslim Sahaba, the majority, they said no. We right away we have to separate both of them if he refuses Islam, because a Muslim woman cannot marry a non-Muslim, even from Ahl al-Kitab, or even from the Majus, or even from the Mushrik, cannot keep the woman. So I received this from 2 years ago. The woman, she became a Muslim, and she has 6 children from her husband, and the husband refused Islam. She said, I have a husband, he's the only one supported me financially. Can you give me permission? But I try with him for 1 year, he refused Islam, and I still live with him, and he still live with him as a husband and wife. What we have to do? No way. Even if you have 100 children, there is no any permission for a Muslim female. And that's what the West today speak about, that in order in United Nations rule and so, everybody are independent, everybody so and so, is not fair in Islam, the woman actually so and so. We don't know this language. The rule in Islam is clear. No way that any Muslim woman live with a husband who kafir and refuse the Islam. Can we clear about this? And we don't have any doubt about that. Because some of the women, when I receive a lot of questions in this area, they still live from 5 years, 10 years with their husband, the Christian or the Jew. SubhanAllah, it's not working. It's considered in Islam zina. وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. We cannot favor anyone over the Islamic rule. So, إِنْ أَبَى فَرَّقَ الْقَادِي بَيْنَهُمَا مِنْ غَيْرِ طَلَاقٍ. Does the woman, the question here and concentrate with me. If the husband refuses the Islam and they come to the Islamic judge, the Imam who understand this rule, tell the woman she asked for divorce, because he married her. He married her, and he has contract of marriage, maybe in the city hall or anywhere. She shall. How about if the husband, she told him, no, I don't need you, I need my divorce. I need my divorce. Did the kafir, he gonna divorce her? Did the Hindus, he gonna divorce her? So the woman should be up to the acceptance of the husband to divorce her or not. We tell them no, the woman, she doesn't need any divorce, because according to the Islamic Sharia, if the husband is not a Muslim, right away the contract and he refuse. Ibn Hazm wa Ahlu Zahir, the great Imam, call it Ibn Hazm. He said in his fatawa, he said, she cannot wait for at all for divorce. Automatically, if he refuses the Islam, the woman and the judge or the Muslim Imam or whatever it is, he has to separate both of them. She's not allowed for him, he's not allowed for her. She doesn't need any divorce. Because if the Muslim woman, this woman, the Christian or Jew, whom she became a Muslim, and if she come to her husband to ask for divorce, what about if he say no? And most of the case he would say no. Is that right or not? Is that right or not? So we told them no, this woman, she believed, but she became a Muslim. We cannot leave the Muslim woman under the control of the non-Muslim to ask him or to survive or to struggling for her divorce. Tell him, no. But we have two conditions. If the man, he made the contract of marriage, but he did not have his wife physically, separation will be taken right away, separation automatically, immediately. But if the man, he has a meeting with his wife, the Muslim woman whom she became a Muslim, she used to be kafir and she became a Muslim, if her husband, originally this non-Muslim who refused the Islam, refusing the Islam and he rejected, and he has a meeting with her, it means he has sexual meeting with her, we cannot separate it or marry someone else, because a lot of Muslim waiting for this chance. If the Muslim will be separated and she's a Muslim woman, she became converted to Islam, and she used to have a non-Muslim kafir right away, some Muslim right away take her to marry her. No! If she will be separated from her husband, she has to wait for the iddah. The woman, she has to complete 3 times to be purified. 3 times of menses
from the Muslim.
From the non-Muslim. Because Islam also will keep this for the woman. Because why we give her, Brother Saeed, 3 times of menses? To learn what?
Pregnancy.
She's pregnant or not. But if he did not have any meeting with her yet, it's under, he made a contract of marriage according to their relation. But he did not have a physical meeting yet. Right away, if the woman, she became a Muslim and he refused the Islam, we separated them immediately. But if he had a meeting with her in bed, so we have to tell the woman what? You keep yourself in this situation. You cannot marry any Muslim yet unless what? She passed 3 times of menses. If this Muslim woman, she's already has no menstruation anymore, woman after certain years, the blood will stop. So we tell her 3 months. Wait 3 months. Totally is different, 3 months average than 3 times of menses. It's totally different between the woman, because the woman, she could have the menses for 28 days or 27 days or whatever, 20 days, she could have the menses. But for the woman whom she still has a period, her idda must complete 3 times of menses to be purified 3 times from the menses. Woman, she has no blood after a certain age. Somebody marry a woman for 50 years, there is no any period for this woman. We tell her idda. If her husband divorce her, her idda will be how many? 3 months. If the woman, her husband divorce her and she's pregnant in 3 months, so her idda will be what? Until she deliver the baby. It's upon how many months still left? Yeah. For actually to deliver the baby. When she deliver the baby, she will be free. Somebody else could jump and marry her right away after she complete her idda. 5 months, 6 months, is about how many months she still to deliver the baby. Therefore, again here, for this situation, if her husband is from Ahlul Kitab and he refused the Islam, so we told him what? Must wait. Yes, the judge will separate both of them, but the woman cannot marry somebody else until she passes what? The period of what? Ministrations. This is for Ahlul Kitab. So we know, understood here, the woman, she doesn't need a divorce from her husband. What about Al-Mushrikun? Hindus women, she became a Muslim, and her husband, he's a Mushrik. Totally different between Ahlul Kitab and the Mushrik. Allah in all the Quran never called Ahlul Kitab a Mushrik. But Allah, he called the others Mushrik, like Buddhists, Hindus. When Allah called all the time, أَهْلِكَ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah put them in a different category. From أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ. الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Therefore, Muslim not allowed to marry from the mushrik, but allowed to marry from أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Even they took Isa ibn Maryam as a god. But originally, the deen is what? The deen for Isa is what?
Tawheed.
It's right, Tawheed. The deen of Musa is what? Tawheed. They are the one, they change this rule. They are the one, they prefer actually to commit shirk. But originally, this deen is Tawheed, like Islam. Musa alayhi salam is a Muslim. Isa alayhi salam is a Muslim. Therefore, is the different. But if we have a Muslim, Mushrik, Hindus, Chinese, Japanese, Buddhist, whatever, she became a Muslim and her husband is still a Mushrik, he doesn't want to be Mr. what? Mr. Shah, he doesn't want to be a Muslim. He refused Islam. What is the rule and the regulation for that in order to find? Do we have a special rule for that or the same rule like Ahlul Kitab? If you need to know, you have to see me, inshallah ta'ala, next class to describe these people in detail. If they are the same like Ahlul Kitab or totally are different, we will see from our next class, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increase all our knowledge. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teach all of us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala help us, inshallah, to be a true Muslim. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guide our children and our wife and all the Muslims, inshallah ta'ala, to be guided, inshallah ta'ala. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to enter all of us in the Jannah with our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect all the Muslims everywhere. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save all of us from the fitna and the shaitan and the fire and the grave, inshallah ta'ala, and hereafter. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to give victory for the Islam and everywhere. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to save and help our brother and sister in Syria against the dictatorship. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to increase all our knowledge. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make this jama'ah love each other fi sabilillah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us to continue and complete the project of Masjid al-Manhattan. Inshallah ta'ala, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك الله وحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم.